16.2 deals with some residents who've asked for the provincial government to name a formerly unnamed cove in LaBelle, specific name, province. Oh, anyway, I'll have a motion there and then explain what the process was. Councilor Brown?
I move that the Council of the Region of Queens Municipality notify the province of Nova Scotia that it has no objection to the geographic naming of a cove on the southern side of Meligah Lake as Owl Cove.
Seconded by Councilor Charles. Mr. McLeod?
Yeah, as far as the naming of geographical locations, that's, I guess the authority really resides with the provincial and federal governments. However, in the application process, the consent or the agreement of local government is requested as part of the application process. So the individuals who made the application to the province have made a request that the council support the naming of this cove to Owl Cove. So staff of the municipality did have some, I guess, participation in the process whereby we partnered with the provincial government in, I guess, part of their application process. They're required to send out notification and a survey to property owners within the vicinity of the cove to get to either their agreement or their disagreement with the naming. So we assisted with the mail out of the survey to the individuals. So we did have prior knowledge or involvement with this application in the early stages. So essentially what they're looking for is just an acknowledgement or agreement that our council has no objection to this name or to Owl Cove.
It's interesting that when they send their 125 surveys out, 13 people actually wrote back in support. And the other 112 are considered implied support because they didn't say no.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore,
yes,
the province takes that as implied support.
Mm-hmm.
Are you ready for the question? All those in favor? Contrary? Passed. And 13.3, there is again recommendation in your package. I'd like to make that recommendation. Someone has to. Councilor Charlton?
I move the Council of Region of Queens Municipality declare property identified as EID number 7002957 as surplus to municipal needs and enter into a purchase and sale agreement with John Lake to convey the municipal lands for a purchase price of $3,000. And that all costs associated with this transaction can be borne by John Lake.
And seconded by Councilor Romero. Again, Mr. McLeod.
Yes, as you're all aware, the municipality owns several parcels of land on Wolf Street, upon which there are mobile homes located, which are privately owned. John Lake currently owns the mobile home, which is located at 32 Wolf Street. And he has made application to the municipality to acquire the land upon which his mobile home sits. So the municipality has looked at similar requests in the past and sold these quite small lots on Wall Street to the mobile home owners. So $3,000 per lot is what was determined as fair market value several years ago when the municipality sold some adjacent lands. So it's reasonable that we take that as fair market value on the sale of this parcel to Mr. Lake. So right now the municipality isn't generating any tax revenue from this parcel, so it's better served in private hands, and staff is requesting sale to the mobile home.
Any questions of Mr. McLeod? Hearing none, I'll ask for the question. All those in favor? Contrary? One against. council alert information report. The council information report is in the back. You can start, see the motions start from the newest to the oldest. Any questions on any of those matters in that report? Councilor Brown?
I was down in Beach Meadows the other day and I saw the bench that was put up there.
Oh, good.
It's a very nice spot.
Well, is it toward the end?
Yeah, it's right at the very end, where the round turn goes.
Yes.
It looks out over the creek where Carla spent a lot of time taking pictures, so it's a nice spot and they did a good job on it.
Nice to know. That one will disappear then. Any other questions? Councilor Fancy?
The ad hoc committee for the noise bylaw, do we ever get anyone for District One?
We had one late person apply Friday and that will be put forward on our next agenda.
Okay.
Any other questions regarding the implementation report? Fire department funding, Ralph and Kevin. How do you wish to do it?
I'm gonna start and Ralph's gonna finish.
Okay.
Okay, so we're meeting with the chiefs and trying to come up with an agreement on the money that goes to the each department. Ralph and I had come up with one proposal and they didn't like it, so then they went to one. They come up with one themselves that they all agree with at this time. They can change it in the future, but they have to come back to us.
Do you mean they can change it for next year?
Yes.
But this will be?
This is this year's. If they want to change it next year, they have to meet and with themselves with the chiefs, and then they have to agree on the change, read back. The payments are going to be the same as before, 50% of, and then the 20, I don't know, I'm sure how it goes.
50, 20, 20, 10.
I think that's what this is. And they, like I said, they still have to provide the financial statements every year, no matter the kind of the money, whatever it is. Ralph.
Okay. So I've got a little report on this. The report is with reference to the allocation of fire services funding approved in the 2021-2022 budget. The funding approved in the budget was 2 cents of the tax rate, which equals approximately $190,576. The Emergency Services Committee met to review and discuss the allocation of the funds and presentation was made to the fire chiefs, or part of the Emergency Services Committee. The fire chiefs did not agree with the presentation, and they met separately and decided how they wanted the funds allocated. Their calculations were referred back to the committee, which was, at that time, was just Kevin and myself, and they are now being presented to council. The fire chiefs have requested that the $190,576 be allocated to each fire department as outlined in the agenda, item number 14-2. The chiefs all agreed that a $40,000 minimum be set for each fire department to start with, and then the percentages for each fire department were calculated as per the needs of each station and agreed upon by the chiefs, and the dollar amounts were calculated accordingly. As the expenditures for each station far exceed the grant provided by the region, each chief will determine where the funds are to be spent based on the needs of their station. As per section 294 of the Municipal Government Act, fire chiefs register their department with the region of Queens each year, specifying the service that they will endeavor to provide and the level of service they will achieve. The registration also confirms that the department has equipment to perform the service specified. The fire chiefs know what they require to perform their duties, therefore it's their decision where the funds are required to fulfill their obligation. We as a council do not have the knowledge or skills to determine how this grant should be spent. To date, I have not been aware of any circumstances that fire departments have not fulfilled their duties to which they have been registered. Until there is an issue, I do not believe the council should be determining where the funds should be spent. I fully support the chief's request and agree the funds to be allocated as they have requested. I move the adoption of my report.
I second it.
A second.
Seconded by Deputy Mayor Muse. Any questions? Councilor Fancy.
So if we accept the adoption of this report and they all agree to this, the amounts that were given, I like that idea that a minimum of 40,000 brings everybody up to a level playing field. So I really like that. The other end is that if they adopt this and it says all of a sudden somebody next year says, well, I don't like this or I don't like that, we have what we have. They have to all agree upon it to make the change. It can't be just somebody being contrary or somebody doesn't like what they like. It has to be all agreed upon to make any kind of a change, right?
May I respond to that, Mayor?
Yes.
My understanding is that the chiefs have agreed to this at this point in time. They want to run it for the rest of the year to see how things work for it. If
right.
it doesn't, they're going to come back to the table and we're going to discuss a new plan. Okay, so this is for now.
Right.
And there's going to be a trial period, obviously, and if it works, then it's great. Then everything will be status quo. If not, then we will entertain any changes.
Okay.
I'd just like to make a note. You moved a motion, and you seconded a motion that is not in writing. You referred to a report we have not seen. Another counselor earlier today asked me a question about motions just being popped up, and my response was any substantive motion, which is what you've made, needs 48 hours and it needs to be written. I'm not disagreeing with what you've said, but we have not read the report. You read it quickly, and I believe as members of council, before we adopt such things, because you asked for a motion to adopt your report.
Right.
And there were statements in that report that I'm not sure if everyone agrees with. For example, if we adopt your report, then we are agreeing to statements such as, it is not council's business to tell the fire departments where to spend their money. Those were...
Would you agree with what you wrote?
I
said, we have, as council, do not have the knowledge or skills to determine how the grant should be spent.
I'm just not settled about the way the report came to council and the fact that we have a very substantive motion on the floor.
May I respond? This money has been approved in the budget, and all we're doing is allocating it. There's no new monies going out. This is what we agreed at the budget meetings. This is on our budget, and we're giving them the money that they're entitled to, or that we promised to give them.
So, we sent out the spreadsheet to everybody, I don't know, a week and a half ago, and it's been in the agenda. Really, we're moving to adapt the spreadsheet.
That's not what the motion read. His motion says adoption of his report. And he read a report that we have not read.
So where do we go from here then? We put this back on my report goes out and we put it back on the agenda?
I would have been more comfortable had the motion said, I move we adopt the allocation of the funds rather than adopt the report that you've read. There's
okay,
two
may
very
I change,
different.
May I change my motion?
I disagree. We have it in the section as reports, and we were told that this is how we should bring it back to the council as a report. And then it would be accepted.
Well, then if that, do we need a motion?
You
if
have
this
to,
is how
you
the
have
fire
to adopt,
chief...
You have to accept the adoption of the report.
Councilor Charlton?
Do we need a motion attached to this? Do we just... give consensus, like, as in what Councilor Gidney said, this money was already allocated and approved with the budget, so does he actually need to present a motion here? Do we just need to give consensus that we're okay with it?
See, I have no problem with the charts and the way the money was allocated. I personally do not want to adopt those written words.
Okay, so then we can.
I'll withdraw my motion.
I agree.
Motion has been withdrawn.
And so do we need a motion to, for the dispense of the funds, since they've already been, I mean, the other monies we give, in past years, when monies and tax increases have been given to fire departments, have they always come with a motion on how the funds would be dispensed or dispersed?
I can't speak to previously, because I wasn't aware, I don't think I've been involved with that. I think the simple thing is, as Councilor Charlton said, it's just consensus around the table that all members of council authorize staff to release the funds that have been agreed upon, the 190, the chart's 190,646,
right,
but it should be 190,576, that you just authorize staff to release the funds according to the,
right,
the same schedule as we do the other funds, and that's,
right,
that's again, it's not a motion, it's just a consensus.
Yeah, because, I mean, I admire the work that you've done to get the fire chiefs to this point, and I'm fine with the dispersal, the way they required the money to be dispersed. I just uncomfortable with that report. Councilor Fancy?
And I agree with all the above. My question would be, should it not be a motion though still to adopt the numbers that are here, just because if someone comes back as a fire chief and says, well, that's not the way I saw it, and then all of a sudden all we have is a nod here and nothing official. I'm just trying to say, so you have something on the books. This is what we adopted, and we accept it. Just as a question.
Madam Mayor, we have emails from all the fire chiefs,
okay,
saying that they agree with the spreadsheet.
Okay.
So we just need consensus. Is everyone in favor of the Councilor Brown?
No, I'm just agreeing that I'm in favor.
So
sorry.
We're all in favor of just dispersing these funds. Thank you very much for that.
I'm sure that was a challenge.
And Councilor Charlton. Sustainable community training. So as we may recall, Councilor Charlton early on requested to take a course on sustainable communities, and as per the awarding of that, she's now ready to give a report on what she's learned so she can share it with us.
Thank you. So nothing too long, I promise. I completed this course successfully, and I learned about what it means to make a community sustainable, and that was based upon social, economic, and environmental foundations. And I learned different tools and solutions based off of other Canadian municipalities, how you could implement programs and different things like that to help achieve sustainability. And it was very eye-opening and educational, and in very quickly I was thinking differently. Within a week or two of that course, when we came to council, I was thinking about things that I wouldn't have thought about before, so it's definitely given me a different perspective. And I'm really happy that I got a chance to complete it, and I just want to thank all my fellow counselors for supporting that training.
And thanks for that. Could you perhaps in a write-up share what you've learned so we also can gain from what you learned?
Sure.
I think, would council be interested in that?
Yeah,
to
definitely
actually know several of the main points?
Yeah, I could
that
highlight
help
a few things, for
yeah
sure.
Yeah.
And that takes us to an in-camera items. Three items: sale of municipal property, contract negotiations. Need a motion to move in camera. Moved by Councilor Brown, second.